Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC Sports South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific Daylight Time, and in basketball season, of course, that's Pacific Standard Time for everybody listening around the world, which we always have happen. Especially, we love all the people down in Australia. Man, what a basketball country that is. Turned out to be, and we got a huge listenership down there, so we appreciate you all. I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops, and starting tomorrow, we go full scale with www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. Every day, we'll have a lot of stuff in there on all different sports, including covering the NWAC, Northwest Conference, Cascade Collegiate Conference, all the local small colleges, as well as the big colleges. So it's going to be a lot of fun to do that, and I'm going to need a lot of help, and I got a lot of great help, but it's really the kickoff tomorrow, August 19th. I picked that day because August 19th means nothing to anyone. But here's a day, every day means something to this guy, Trevor Hopp, who leads us off each week on this program. Trevor, how you doing tonight? And we get our usual weather report from Coos Bay. And, of course, Trevor is the outstanding men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College.
Well, good evening, Greg. I'm doing really great tonight. And, yeah, I got all the windows and the doors open down here. We actually broke a record, I think, today. We got about 70 or 71 degrees, so it's been a great day down in the Coos Bay, North Bend area.
The fog rolled in tonight?
You know, it hasn't yet. It's still pretty warm, and, you know, it was pretty foggy this morning, but it hasn't rolled in yet. It was really nice today.
Trevor, what's it like to live on the Oregon coast? I mean, a lot of people visit it. But you live there year-round. You go through the winter. You go through the wind. You go through the rain. You go through the beauty. It's got to be pretty marvelous most of the time.
You know, it really is. And I probably should get out and explore and do a little more than I do. But it's just you know, it doesn't get too cold. It doesn't get too hot. It's pretty green, but, you know, down here with all the dunes and the nice beaches we have and stuff like that and the great bay we have, you know, there's stuff going on out there and fishing and things like that. So, you know, it's a unique setting, and it's a special place, you know, and not just the smooth beaches, but there's some rocks and things like that, and that definitely makes the Oregon coast and the South Coast unique.
Besides Coos Bay, Oregon, and I know you love it there, obviously, and the people down there love you. Is there another spot in Oregon besides Bruce Chofka's gym that you like to visit? Is there a favorite tourist spot that you and your wife and the dogs like to take off to?
You know, we like Newport. We usually go there at least once or twice a year and explore and do some of the stuff up there in the Newport area, Lincoln City a little bit. And, of course, you know, I love your city. I do love Portland and so love spending time up there and the food scene and everything that goes on up there. You know, it's the right size city, I think. I think Portland's just got a great vibe, and it's, you know, it's not too big, it's not too small. I just think it's just the right size, and like I said, I think it's got a really great vibe. Love visiting up there, too.
It's interesting that you said that. You know, instead of preparing for this program, as I should have, Trevor, before I came on, I was reading an article about the new general manager of the Lloyd Center, who really wants to change things and bring it back to the old Lloyd Center. 54 years, and I can remember when that thing was, you know, being built. I was a young punk, but Portland's changed dramatically, as has all of Oregon. Speaking of change, it's not going to be that long till we have a basketball season, and it's kind of exciting. And is there anything that you're scratching your head about right now that you're wondering what's going to happen in this coming season?
Well, I just want to say one thing first is I have some great memories in the 70s and even early 80s ice skating at the Lloyd Center when I would come up and visit some relatives up there. And so I had a lot of fun there. And that whole area is really reviving now, too. It's pretty cool. But the upcoming season, you know, gosh, I was just watching a game the other day, watching a game from last year and just, you know, thinking about what's coming up. And somebody was asking me, too, about the shot clock and 32nd and is that going to make a big change? And I kind of laughed and said, you know, for us, I don't think the 32nd shot clock will make a big difference. But I think some other teams maybe will press a little bit more and try to slow people down in the backcourt maybe. But, gosh, and the other thing was talking to some of the coaches this weekend at the Max Hoops camp there at Lane was just how tough the South's going to be again. I know we say that all the time, but it's so true. And adding Clark and just the recruiting classes that everybody has coming in, it's like, wow, where are you going to catch your breath? Where's an easy game? There aren't any. And, so I know, you know, there's just so many good players and so many good coaches. It's just going to be competitive as heck. It's going to be battles every night. And, we wouldn't want it any other way, I guess. If you're a competitor, you might as well play good teams every night. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and, you know, the league is full of outstanding coaches and you know, it's not physically possible to have all of them on this program. I do it with four, but it's not that we don't think about the other coaches. It's just kind of the way it is. But, you know, I let's talk a little bit, Trevor, about, you know, I think Umpqua is a team always to watch. They're so well coached and they play so good, and I think they're on the verge of really, really being high quality for many years to come.
Yeah, you never know who's going to be back, but they could have a lot of guys back, and you're right, they came on like gangbusters last year, well coached, keep things simple, and you know, they're hard to play against because, you know, they do some of the side pick and roll stuff, and you got to figure out how to guard that. And defensively, you know, they're pretty aggressive. So, you know, they came in and made the playoffs last year, and you know, you would think they would be right back in that spot, fighting for a spot, if not making it again. So, yeah, you know, Coach Lee Worthy does a great job, and they got some nice players. And like I said, you know, you just don't know who's coming back, but I would expect them to be right there again. And that's what I mean. It's just tough games night after night.
Trevor, I got this long, gracious email this week from Danny Miles. I won't go into the details. What it's about is pretty personal between the two of us, but. Have you had much experience with him? And, of course, Danny Miles, for people listening around the world, iconic coach at Oregon Tech, 45th year, definitely will be in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, 1,000 victories, over 1,000, and his final year.
Yeah, I consider him a friend and a mentor, and I'm sure a lot of other people consider him that too. We talk from time to time. He's recruited some of our players. We've scrimmaged them in the past. You know, he's always been there to talk basketball and give advice and things like that, and just what he's done at OIT and you know, the way he's played and his teams have played and how he's adapted with recruiting and all that stuff throughout the years is just an amazing feat. And, you know, I'm wishing him the best this year. It's going to be, you know, a farewell tour everywhere he goes, and what an exciting year that will be for him and his teams. And You know, I just consider him on top of all those things and all the accomplishment basketball wise. He's just a great human being too, and just a great person. And feel very lucky and fortunate that I've gotten to know him a little bit throughout the years. Yeah.
Very good, Trevor Hopp, and getting us off to your usual quick and fast start, and we appreciate it, just like your team's play. And have a good week, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot for having me on, and thanks again for all you do.
Thank you very much. It's pretty easy when I work with people like you. Trevor Hopp, the outstanding coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College, and now we're going to go a little out of order tonight because Coach Chavka is on assignment tonight. He's probably looking for the same things that Geraldo Rivera used to look for, but who knows. And we're going to go to Cliff Wagner if Cliff is ready, and then after Cliff we'll talk to Tony Broaddus. Cliff, I don't mean to surprise you. Are you ready to go?
Absolutely. Always ready to talk basketball with you, Greg. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you for going a little out of order. We may keep you longer. I think Tony's going to join us, but if not, we'll go a little longer, went a little longer with Trevor. It's not that far away, Cliff. Are you starting to get the itch a little bit?
Yeah, I was just in the office yesterday talking with our athletic director staff, Jim Martineau and Kayla Steen, and working on some schedule stuff. And our schedule's finalized, and we've really got a nice schedule, and I'm really excited about that and getting that out to our guys. They're going to be really pumped about that. And I'm excited that this year you can do your practice scheduling a little bit different for out of season. So we have some options to do some things there that we really haven't been able to do in the past as per NWAC regulations. So, starting to get excited about getting things going. And in about 3 or 4 weeks here, we're going to be back at it.
Tony, I see, is listening right now. So, Tony, you're listening. We went a little out of order tonight because Coach Chavka got with us. So we'll be with Tony Broaddus shortly. He joins us every week and does a fabulous job like Cliff does on this program. But, Cliff, any news out of that scheduling that you can tell us? And I always encourage everybody to get their schedules up on their websites. And the reason I do that is everybody listens to this program, and they want to come to the games.
Absolutely, and you'll be able to find ours on our website in just a day or two. But we're going to host the team from Douglas, Canada, again in an exhibition game, so that's always fun in October. That's going to be our kickoff. We've got our NWAC Jamboree again that we're hosting with 12 different teams already committed, so that's going to be a big show. We've got our CCC Holiday Tournament again. We play in a tournament in Bellingham, and we play in a tournament at Pierce College in the preseason as well. So great, great preseason, really exciting opportunities to travel and do some team bonding. And then just looking at the Southern Region schedule, it's going to be a gauntlet, and it's going to be a little different. It's 2 weeks longer and two more games to play. So it's just going to be a little bit more wearing down the stretch run, and that's exciting too. So, we're excited about our schedule and hope people look at it and will follow us.
Cliff, I mentioned that I got a great email from Coach Miles at Oregon Tech. Have you had much to do with Coach Miles throughout your career?
Absolutely. Coach Miles was coaching at OIT when I was playing at Western Oregon, and I finished up playing in 1976, so I think Coach Miles had probably been there about three, maybe 4 or 5 years then. So we go way back, and there's nobody in the profession that I have any more respect for than Coach Miles as a coach and as a man. And it's just amazing what he's accomplished there, and he's such a humble guy, and to me, the greatest coach in the history of Oregon college basketball. And he was coaching back then when I was playing the same way he's coaching now. So we're excited to help him celebrate his final year. And thankfully, we were able to give him a great player, Brandon Halter from Blythe, Oregon, our Southern Region Player of the Year last year. Will be competing this year under the guidance of Coach Miles. So we're really excited about that and seeing those two paired together.
Cliff, you have as much enthusiasm for the game as you've ever had. 40th year of coaching. Is your recruiting class what really has you pumped up this year, or is just the fact that, you're going to have a darn good team in a darn good league where every night is going to be like a playoff game when we get to the NWAC stuff? That's what I'm calling it. Every night is like a playoff game.
Oh, that's for sure. And you know, to be honest with you, all those things have me excited. And just looking at a lot of good kids here, we've got a lot of pieces of the puzzle. And if we can fit them together, I think we're going to be a very, very tough, competitive team this year at Clackamas.
Cliff, have a great week. We'll talk to you again Sunday night on the Portland Metro Small College Hoop Show. And enjoy the last of the hot weather. Ha, ha, ha. I've been saying that for 6 weeks.
Thanks so much, Greg. Take care.
You betcha. That's Cliff Wagner, the outstanding coach at Clack College in Oregon City, Oregon. And now let's go to another outstanding coach who's bet cleanup tonight, Tony Broaddus, my friend from Portland Community College. Tony, have you smacked any out of the park lately?
No, I haven't, Greg. Thanks for having me on tonight. But now, you know, I noticed my power has gone down over the years, and this probably was the year that it showed up the most. I don't think I hit one home run.
Yes.
Which is disappointing.
Tony, let me ask you, is there a correlation between softball and basketball? I think they both have the hand-eye coordination. Anything else that you can relate to being a good basketball player and playing great softball?
Yeah, I would say IQ. You know, basketball, just sports IQ in general. But in both of those sports, you've got to be thinking so to be able to play effectively. You know, if you're playing infield and you haven't thought ahead, and now the ball's hit to you, now you don't know if there's a runner on second or should you tag your bag or what. You know, and then in basketball, you know, there's a guy on the other team who's scoring all their points. Are you going to just stay glued to your man, or are you going to start helping off your guy to help shut down that guy who's dominating the game? You know, so a lot of IQ things are real similar.
Tony, I was out on MLK not far from Portland Community College this week doing a little business with my sports management company, and I really appreciate all the things that you say nicely about this show and all the men and women yelling at me, Crawford, keep up the show, and we love Tony on there. People are really psyched about your team this year. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's great to hear. We're going to be fun to watch, I tell you that much. We've got some really good players, and they are bought in terms of being students first. Last year we had a couple guys that didn't buy into that piece. This year that won't be an issue, and the talent is going to be fun to see. We've got some height, and we've got some athletes. We got a couple of high flyers who can jump and catch alley-oops. And then we got some long-range gunners. So, you know, if everything works out, we should be – we'll be tough to beat, and we'll be fun to watch. But, you know, I never make predictions on how many games you'll win and whether you'll win the league and all that. I don't go there.
Tony, we talked a little bit about this before, but are we going to be able to get Coach Campbell – over to sit with me at a game this year? I know he's one of your really, really great friends and somebody you really admire in the game. And if I listed five coaches that I enjoyed refereeing for, Cliff would be in that top five, and also Jerry Campbell would be, when he coached at Roosevelt, definitely in that top five.
Oh, most definitely. You know, Jerry's he's helping out with Robert Key at Grant this year, which will be a huge addition to that staff. So, yeah, he's going to be back in the game. And I'm sure we can get him over to watch one of our games and sit up there with you. I tell you what, Jerry Campbell, man, was one of the most underrated coaches in the state of Oregon. I used to just sit back. I was his JV coach for 6 years, and I would just marvel at his organization of practice and how he planned months ahead. But what I really liked about him was his halftime speeches. Oh, my gosh, Greg, you talk about TV Emmy Award-winning speeches. Jerry would get down on one knee, and he'd tell those guys, we can do it if you believe. And, man, they would come out, the kids would come out of the locker room like a pack of wolves. It was just so amazing, man. I loved it.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm getting excited. You talked about that. He genuinely cared about people.
Oh, yeah, and he had a way of getting guys motivated. He cared. He'd be there for them. They knew it. And, you know, we didn't have all the best talent for many years, but his teams would fight and claw, and they'd take teams to the wire. And they beat Jefferson a couple times when I was there as JV coach. We had beat them twice when they were loaded just from guys playing their hearts out for Jerry.
Tony, you have a real unique style. Where did you develop that coaching? Maybe correct me if I'm wrong. You don't do a lot of hollering and screaming. You're positive, but you can give that stare down when somebody messes up.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I tell my guys all the time, you know, on the floor, I'm never going to embarrass you or anything. But, you know, when we get in behind in the locker room where it's us, you know, if you're not taking care of business, you're going to hear about it. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. But I'm always respectful. I'm not going to call a kid out of his name or anything like that. But, you know, my real belief is that you got to let kids got to play comfortable for you. So I learned from playing in my early days that I was always looking over at the coach if I did something good, if I did something bad. And you can't play like that. So that's one of my main rules is that if I catch you looking over at me for approval, whether you messed up or something, then you're going to come out. Just play, do the best you can, and then let me make a decision on whether you should come out or not and feel confident. And I think that's what I try to portray as a coach, not, you know, and be a good role model as well. Because, you know, kids are watching, young coaches are watching, referees are watching, parents are watching. So I'm always trying to be a class act.
Tony, when your players gather for the first academic session, in September and they're together. What's maybe, I think our listeners would like to know, you're a championship coach both in high school and in the NWAC. What's one question that you're going to ask your players?
Well, I'm going to ask them, what do they want to do with their lives after college or after basketball? You know, I'm going to try to make sure to plant the seed that this is only a short moment of time, this basketball, this community college basketball, and what can we help you do, or what kind of goals can we set that's going to take you, you know, a lot further than that. And then, you know, we'll start there, and then we'll go into, you know, making sure they're taking the right classes, and then we'll go into basketball and what it takes to win, you know, and to become champions. And then I'll always slow them down and say, we're not going to talk about championships and all that. Let's just talk about making the team and taken step by step.
Did you agree with Harrison, the famous Pittsburgh Steeler, sending his kids trophies back this week when he didn't think they particularly earned them?
Well, I that's a good question. I'm kind of on his side because I don't think trophies are what kids should get for participation. I think they should get a certificate or something that stands for something, but I'm of the belief that trophies are for first place. And I remember I was a coach in Little League with my son's team, and we took third place, had a great season. We had our picnic all set up. I had nice certificates for them. We were going to have a great time and enjoy the fact that we took third. Well, one of the moms just goes out on her own and buys a bunch of trophies. And I'm like, trophies? So when we win first next year, then what? You know, but I didn't say, no, we're not going to give them to them. We went ahead and gave them to the kids, but I never felt good about that.
Hop, Wagner, and Broadus, you guys were awesome tonight for usual. Thank you, Tony. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday night.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Take care.
You betcha. That's Tony Broadus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College. Hope you enjoyed the program tonight. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends about this. We do this every Tuesday night, 9:30, and we love you listeners. We love the coaches. We love doing it. It's all about basketball. It's all about student athletes getting on to the next level and performing in the business world and in the athletic world. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make your free throws.